Hello, hello. Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I'm so glad you are here. And today we have a great guest. I'm going to jump right into it. We have Mirella Acebo, and I really, really want you to get to know her. I want to have her back on the podcast. I absolutely love this conversation. She is a certified life coach and mom, and she goes by the Life Coach Mom. She has over 10 years of experience leading and coaching women in areas of spiritual growth and personal development. She's a teaching leader at an interdenominational Bible study where she lectures, leads, and facilitates small group discussions. Her passion has been helping busy moms grow as they go, which that's totally how it is in motherhood. In every season, especially the hard ones, and she brings honesty and hope, plus a little humor to the daily conversations. And aside from her work as a life coach, Mirella is also a writer, best-selling author. She wrote the book SOS for the Mom, actor, producer, and storyteller with over 15 years experience in the TV industry. She has appeared in many films, television, and national commercials, and she and her family live currently in Los Angeles. So, would you welcome Mirella today? Let's take a listen. All right, friends. Well, I have Mirella with me today. She is a life coach, mom, and she loves to help women with all things. And I want to talk to her because, you know, I'm going to be a new mom, and I have all the questions. So welcome, Mirella.
Oh, thank you, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get started with why you've decided to become a life coach. And you kind of talk a lot to the issues of women. So start there.
Mm-hmm. First, I want to say congratulations on your pregnancy. I just found out
about you.
It. Thank you. So, my opportunity to say, yes, I did hear you. I just sort of kind of breezed past that. So I love that. A little bit about me. So yes, I am a life coach and I am a mom. And so I adopted this phrase, I'm a life coach mom. Those are the two perspectives that I bring really to my conversations with women. And generally speaking, I love helping women process what they're going through on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, really unpacking what is going on in here. Like, where are your thoughts? What's going on in here? What are you holding on to? What's going on in your family, and what's going on in your thought life, and all of those things. And so basically I'm helping women navigate through emotional journey of life, because we know life brings us all sorts of situations, and attached to those situations are naturally emotions, loaded emotions, and we're triggered. And so I started really focusing on the emotional aspect of people, because I found that in conversations, you know, when you ask people, hi, how are you? And you typically say, good, I'm fine, right? It's the obligatory response, I'm fine. But once you start digging a little bit more, like, really, well, how are you? Like, what's going on? And so people will share their situation or what's going on that week with them. And it tends to be attached to an emotion. People will, at some point in the conversation, say, oh, I'm just so tired. I'm just so exhausted. And this is what I have on my mind. And this is what I'm worried about. Or this is what I'm overwhelmed with. And so I really started to observe that more and more in conversations. And I realized, oh, that is a great opening. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? We're emotional beings. God made us physical beings, yes. Intellectual beings, yes. But emotional beings as well. And so we experience life through our emotions. And so these are the conversations I love to have.
I love that so much. I think a lot of times too with women, we go through so many changes. And a lot of times we don't have the time to like process what's going on. Right?
Exactly. That's right. Like, that's right.
You know, and I think there's definitely a study and like there's research, but a lot of the times women change jobs, they pause their careers, and those things change a lot more than men. And then we've got the hormones that changes.
That's right. Yes. Daily.
A lot of, yeah, daily. Yeah. Exactly. So what would you say to somebody who is going through a lot of changes all at once? Career, you know, maybe a label change. They're no longer just wife, now they're mom. What would you say to them?
I would say first, quiet yourself. We're so busy being busy that we neglect what's going on internally. We're not checking in really with our thoughts and how we're doing, and these emotions are happening inside us, and they start to just bubble up. They start to rise over time. So if we're not checking in and taking care of ourselves in that way, acknowledging an emotion, addressing the emotion, welcoming that emotion, like, our emotions are valid. They're valid. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with having an emotion. You want to recognize, oh, this is what I'm feeling, and get curious as to why. Oh, okay. Well, it is warranted. My concern here, my fear in this situation, it's warranted. And then taking care of yourself along the way. And so we need to slow down, and we need to give ourselves enough time to be able to do that in the quiet. So that's one thing. The next thing that comes to mind is that any point of transition, and it could be those things that you talked about, but really we're transitioning from one day to the next. Like, let's be honest, right? Every day.
It's so true.
Of its own. And so, okay, woo, I got through today. My head hits the pillow. Tomorrow, I wake up. Okay, I'm transitioning to a new day. And my cup may be full, or I may be exhausted. I may be still recovering from the day before, right? And I'm running half empty. And so recognizing, okay, this is a new day with a new curriculum. What does God want to show me, right? Like, I'm always inviting God into these conversations, because He is where our hope and our strength and all the answers come from. So anything that we're lacking, or we just feel we need to be refilled, it's going to come from the Lord. So spending time with the Lord and inviting Him into these conversations of, this is where I am in my time of transition, whatever that looks like, the big ones that you just talked about, or it could be just the day to day, and inviting Him to speak into those. What are you teaching me here? Do I need patience? Do I need courage to face the unknown? Do I need to grow? And the answer to that is yes. It's always yes, 100% yes.
Right.
God is always asking us to grow. Like, every circumstance that we're up against that we think that we just can't face and we can't push through and we just don't want to do, it's because God is going to use that to grow us into a greater image, which is the best image, the image of His Son. And so that's, to me, that's what life is all about, is having that perspective of, okay, I'm in a moment of transition. I'm going from who I used to be and now to someone else. Well, isn't that the whole purpose of life when we're living in Christ? It's transformation. This whole life is about transformation. And so I talk about, what's the transformation happening on the inside, from the inside out, all right? Because we can focus on the external. This is how my life's changing all around me. But also, let's talk about how this is going to require me to grow in the fruit of the Spirit and all the areas that God wants us to grow in joy and peace and patience and gentleness, kindness, and the list goes on. Yeah, so that's the perspective that I like to start with in conversations.
That's really good, because it's so true. So many times we're just thinking about our outward circumstances and not so much, you know, what is God actually doing inside of our hearts? He's stirring something up.
That's right.
But what is it? Yeah, that's really good. When you ask the question of feelings and, like, what are you feeling right now, like, going through this, what do you think that a lot of women feel? What is the typical answer?
Worry. Worry and overwhelm. Oh. Now, worry, I mean, that is a trap. That is a trap, because worry is projecting outward. And we are really good at entertaining all the what ifs. What if this happens? Well, then that's going to happen. And then we get on all these bunny trails, and they're never good. typically, I should say, I'll rephrase that. They're usually not good. We're preparing ourselves for either maybe not worst case scenario, although that is true, but we're preparing ourselves for the thing that we don't know how to handle. And that's overwhelming in and of itself. When we're filling our minds with all these scenarios that we just don't know, well, how am I going to do? How am I going to show up when this is required of me or dad? How am I going to have that conversation? What happens here? And so we set ourselves up already at a disadvantage, at a disadvantage because we don't have all those answers. We don't know all of these what ifs. We don't know. So what we can focus on today, what's super helpful is say, well, let's talk about who you are today. Who you are today. And who are you in Christ today? So it's, again, it's about slowing down, acknowledging the present day, the present moment, who I am, who I'm created to be, and growing confidence in that identity, knowing that whatever comes a month from now, 6 months from now, a year, 5 years from now, okay, I can still be present in this moment and ask myself, okay, who am I? And who do I need to be? Who do I need to grow into? And so it's about arming ourselves in the here and now, in the present, feeding ourselves, like nourishing just that mindset that it prepares us for the thing that we're worried about or anticipating will happen. We may not have the answers today for that, but I have an answer for this moment. And in this moment, you know, God says, like, I'm going to give you rest. Abide in me. I will give you peace. Do not fear. Do not worry. And so that's really what I focus on is the present day here and now. How is God growing you today to prepare you for that day?
I love that because it really is like, each day comes with a new challenge. And I think too, with motherhood, like even just like, I'm just thinking for myself, I had like a glucose test today and I just hate needles, like completely hate needles. I can't deal. I am like so terrified of needles and my whole family, they're all nurses. So I'm like, I don't know where this came from, but you know, I've prayed about it and I think doing some practice in understanding anxiety and that a lot of times it's from just not doing it enough, like not experiencing enough of like your, like things like your blood being drawn, you know, this is a new thing that I haven't had to do very often. And so doing the self-talk, I think was really powerful. And today I was like, you know what, Hannah, that's growth right there.
There you go. Exactly. Now, what was the self-talk in that example? What helped you?
It was, I think it was just not worrying. You know, it's like telling myself, hey, this is something that's scary. You haven't done it very, very much. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people have, and this isn't something you've experienced. You're going to get through it, you know? And so I think that's the big thing of just not worrying and being like, this is, you can face this.
Yeah, exactly.
And it sounds so small, but I think in like being a woman, there's so many things that you face. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, mm-hmm. I haven't experienced this, but other people have, and they've lived.
Yeah, exactly. So you're reasoning through it, and something that you said I thought was really good. You said, yeah, that could be very small. It's a very small thing. Life is made up of 100 small things, right? And so those small things, when they're linked together, that's what grows that muscle of practicing being able to not give into the emotion. Like you can acknowledge the worry or the fear, whatever it was. Okay, is it valid that I feel this? Yeah, because I'm not experienced at this. I'm not exposed to this. And I just frankly don't like needles. That's valid, right? You're caring for yourself and that emotion. You're not judging it. You're not telling yourself, oh, just knock it off. No, allow yourself to feel it because it's appropriate. And then add more truth or bigger truth and reason through, like God gave us a mind, right? I go back to God gave us like a heart with, and we have emotions. He also gave us a mind and hopefully a sound mind to be able to talk to ourselves in a way that really is nurturing and loving to ourselves, like as we would to a child, how we talk to a child in a more nurturing, gentle, loving, accepting way, learning to do that for ourselves in return and not be so mean to ourselves.
I know. We're so hard on ourselves.
Yes.
I'm sure you see that a lot with your clients.
And I see it in myself, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. Everything I talk about is because I've experienced it firsthand too. Like I expect myself to, you know, not ever fear or not to be nervous about something or scared to try something new or put myself out there or doing this podcast. Like all of that is still very real. It's very real to me. So I live what I talk about and what I teach.
I love that. Kind of in that vein of like taking care of yourself and not being so hard on how we are doing. How do you work with families, specifically like spouses, of maybe in transition? So maybe it's going from first time mom, dad, or maybe it's first time having two kids, or maybe it's first time having four under 5 years old, you know, like how do you encourage women to communicate to their spouses in a way where they're not just doing all the things?
Yes. How do I encourage women to communicate? The answer is to indeed communicate. Communicate. Do the communicating, which is vocalizing what you need and what you want in any given moment. Giving your spouse an opportunity, inviting him in to really a place of it's and of intimacy, because what you're sharing is like, this is how I'm feeling and this is what I need. It provides clarity for yourself, and it also invites your partner, I mean your teammates, right? It's two becoming one. This is an opportunity for you to embrace each other and to give each other the gifts that you need. And so, and just acknowledging that you might need, okay, I need a breath of fresh air. I need to walk away. I need to, I'm scared about something. Like, I just need your encouragement. I don't need you to fix anything, right? These are the things that we need to be articulating. I need a sounding board. Can you not judge me for what I'm about to say? Or, you know, adding humor. I had humor all the time. Like, thank you in advance for not judging me, but I just need to get this out because we just need to sometimes. And we have our best girlfriends we can do that with, but really our spouse is really the best person and who God has given us to be able to do life with, to link arms and operate as a team and look outward together. And so if you're going to be a strong team together, you need communication skills. And we need to not get into the habit, I see this all the time, and even in myself, of shrinking back or refraining from saying the truth in a moment. Because we start to quiet ourselves down more and more, and then it's like we're just disassociating from a very real part of ourselves. And then we get to a place, you know, you fast forward 5, 10, 20 years, and then we say to ourselves, I've just lost my voice. I have no say. I don't even know what I want anymore, because we've conditioned ourselves to not speak up for ourselves in any given moment. And there's a way to do that in a loving, gentle, you know, reciprocal way that's respectful, but really being honest with what do I need in this moment? And hey, husband, this is how maybe you can help me. I don't even know. I don't even know what I need from you right now. I just know that I need to share this with you. Can we figure this out together? Right. And whatever words that you use, not everybody's language is the same, but that's the idea is remember, you matter. You have a valid opinion, and your needs and wants and desires are also valid.
And it's true too, that it goes back to what we were saying earlier, that a lot of times you need to know what you need, and you don't actually know what you need unless you take time to quiet yourself and have those moments of reflection. Cause how, like, it's so confusing for the spouse to know what you need unless you know.
That's right. They're not mind readers, and we can't put that burden on them. We can't expect that they're going to know and be at our beck and call. Like, may seem obvious to us. The answer, the solution may seem obvious to us, but if it's not to them, instead of attacking and judging them for not knowing what to do, really we have an opportunity to invite them in and to tell them there's nothing wrong with communicating that. Better than the alternative. What's the alternative? Like staying quiet and holding on to that resentment. And then now we're looking for all the ways that they're not mindful of what we want, what we need. Well, sometimes they need to be told.
Yeah.
Even the benefit of the doubt that they're for us.
Yeah, totally. And it's just such a different experience, you know, I'm just thinking of for me and my husband, like, you know, he's the question that has been kind of getting under my skin lately is he will ask me, and it's sweet. It's out of a good, you know, he'll ask me, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I am not. I'm in my third trimester. I am not okay. And I won't be for another 10 weeks.
And his response, I love the honesty, response
was really good because he asked, okay, what's another question that I can ask you? And I think that's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, I still don't know what that is, but
he left you with some homework, something to think about. What a beautiful response in return.
Mm-hmm.
His response to you. It's like, okay, because he is showing you, like, he is for you. He wants to help you. And maybe this question isn't the right question to ask. And yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Good job.
And I think that's the reminder too, of just like how you really do have to communicate with your spouse, because how you're seeing and viewing the world and how you're experiencing things like motherhood or pregnancy is going to be so different from his vantage point. So
yes, they don't know what they don't know. They see us. They see us doing things, but they don't know. And so sometimes, and it's how do I word this? It's communicating again, almost as if you're communicating with a child in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that out of disrespect, but really it's sometimes we need to, it's the basics. It's just going back to simple communication sometimes is just best.
Yep. Totally. I love that. Okay. So another thing that I really wanted to unpack with you is I noticed that you use a lot of scripture in your coaching, and I love that. You know, I am so passionate about God's word and the power to heal and the power to motivate and, the power to transform and heal, our lives. So I would love it if you would share, you know, where does that come from for you? And how do you incorporate scripture into your coaching?
Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed meaningful, deep, rich conversations with women. I feel like God has gifted me with just this desire to help people and communicate as a very young girl. And so this is something I naturally enjoy and do. I want to help people, but not just from my own story and my own experiences and my own words. I mean, I can motivate you, encourage you all day long, but the true transformation is going to happen from God's word. That's where new life is found. And he reveals himself through his word, his heart, his heart's desire, who he is, who we are, and we are people in need of being in relationship with our creator, and he has given us a way. And so that's the gospel message. So if he has given us an opportunity to be new creations, he's given us his Holy Spirit. He's given us his word. He gives us his very presence. Like, all of these things are accessible to us, all of it. And so I want to be able to make Jesus known to others, not just my own story and my own words of encouragement, but let's go back to the word of God. And so what I love to do with women, there's different verses that speak to us differently and in different stages of life and in parenting. And so I always like to ask, what's a favorite verse, or what's a verse that that's on your heart right now, that's encouraging you. And then building from there, because I can share with you a verse that's very meaningful to me. But if it's not your verse or life verse right now, right, it's not maybe super helpful. It'll be helpful for sure. But mm-hmm. I like to start with, okay, so what's the verse? Or maybe there's a song, maybe there's a lyric, maybe there's something that God is using to nourish you in this moment, and then unpack it. So what does it mean? And then I just start asking questions about those verses. So tell me what it means to you. What does it remind you of? And what's a characteristic of God that you see in that verse? And this is such a simple example, because what I want to illustrate is that it is possible really to do it with any scripture. So if we mm-hmm. even start with just Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, what does that tell me about God? Oh, in the beginning, God, like, oh, okay, well, God has existed always. Like, it doesn't say once upon a time mm-hmm. God came to be. It's like God created. Like, it just goes, he created. Okay, well, that speaks to his eternal mm-hmm. being. His mm-hmm. nature, if he created everything, the day and the earth, okay. So what is nature? What does creation tell me about him? All these invisible qualities that we can see about God just by looking outside into creation, the day and the night, and the fact that the sun rises every day, it sets every day. Okay, that's the faithfulness of God. Mm-hmm. That's what we see. We know the sun will always rise and set. And so it's that predictability. So all of that is, so it's just going deeper into what does it mean to you? And let's explore what else it could mean.
Yeah. For you in personally today, you know, even yeah. you sharing that, you know, it reminds me, like, God, our God, the God, like, doesn't have an origin story, you know?
Yeah.
You pointing that yeah. out. So interesting. Cause he just was. It doesn't say right. he was created.
Right, exactly.
It says, like, absolutely nothing about him.
That chapter.
Right. No.
That leaves me with a ton of questions already.
Okay, right.
Well, where did he come from? Where, right. And so just having the opportunity to go deeper into scripture, to marvel at some of the things that we don't understand, to mm-hmm. wonder, I think God invites all of that. Because how much better are we meditating on godly things than anything else? That's yeah. going to help strengthen our faith.
Absolutely. I love that. And it's so true. Like, you know, I love teaching the Bible, and somebody asked me, like, you know, how do you keep coming up with things, whatever. And I'm like, it's actually really easy, because I'm not coming up with anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, because
yeah.
it is, it's, and it, I think having God's word, you know, inspire and encourage us is so much more powerful than anything I could ever say.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. 100%. I sense that. I not just sense it. I know that for a fact.
Yes.
In the mornings, I love to go. That's why I spend my quiet time, and I'll write down a verse, and then I'll just really think about it. And then if by the end, I just get into this, like, flow state of writing all these things. And then I go back and I read it. I'm like, this is not me being brilliant, Lord. This is a download straight yes. from you. And it's
absolutely.
Only possible when I am in his word, meditating on his word, questioning, doubting, because I do. Well, how does that mm-hmm. make sense? How do I see that in my life? Do I believe this is true? And you can do that with any one verse. It's not about how many verses you're reading in a day. You can camp on one verse or two verses and just let that really speak to you. But you got to slow down to do it. Yeah, we got to be still. We got to be in that quiet place and invite mm-hmm. him in, and he will speak.
I love that. Comes yeah. full circle for us.
Yeah.
Well, this has yeah. been awesome. And I really hope this is not the last time that you're on the You Are Covered podcast, because this has been such an enjoyable conversation.
So fun. Yeah, same.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And before you go, though, can you tell mm-hmm. people about the where the listeners can find you, and then also mm-hmm. the title of your book, because you have a book out,
yes.
and I would love for our listeners to find it.
Yes, thank you. So I did write a book. It's called SOS for the MOM. So it's mom, SOS for the mom, A Christian Mom's Guide Demanaging Emotions, and it's available on Amazon and also on my website. My website's www.lifecoachmom.net. And the premise of the book is basically it's that I wanted to write 10 chapters. I focus on 10 emotions and 10 Bible moms that can help us navigate each emotion. And so this was a download that the Lord gave me when I had this idea to write a book. I knew I wanted to write a book and I wanted to talk about emotions. And that's been my focus. And so I started revisiting the early moms that we learn about in Genesis. And I started seeing certain things about the moms. I'm like, oh, like with Eve, what would she tell us today about mom guilt? Her failure in the garden, that's something she had to live with for the rest of her life. And so mom guilt, that's something we feel today. So what would Eve say to us about that? Or, and then I talk about just different moms with Sarah, she's connected to impatience. I just remember that was one of the early stories of, oh, Sarah's known for being impatient on waiting on God's timing for have this baby. And so as I started studying it for myself, I'm like, you know, she waited 25 years. That's a long time. Right. Can we give her a break? And so, you know, I read these stories through my own lens and going, oh, I'm impatient too. I'm not going to judge her. I'm not going to judge, you know, Rebecca, who switches her son in that story with Jacob and Esau and does a switcheroo. And like, oh, I'm controlling too. Right. So I started seeing, like, is it reasonable to think that they struggled in some way? So that's what my book is about, is 10 chapters, explore the stories. And then I'm also on Instagram. So Life Coaching by Morella. And that's my handle. And if you want to email me, I'd love to hear from you. I'm at, what is my email? lifecoachingbymorella@yahoo.com.
Love it. Yeah. So great. And I hope the listeners are able to connect with you because your Thanks. Content's so encouraging. And you're on YouTube too, right?
Yes, not active anymore, but there was a time in COVID.
But I enjoy, I enjoy your YouTube videos.
It's funny they're so well done. I don't anymore.
Well, you can find her content there too.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
yes. You. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today on the You Are Covered podcast, Morella, and for spending time here.
Oh, I loved it. Thanks again.
Well, thanks so much for listening, and just remember, Jesus got you and you are covered. Mm-hmm.